mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, for the next hour, ladies and gentlemen, then we're going to get back into the kamikaze attack in Austin and what's really going on there. But for the next hour, former Congressman Traficant is our guest. James Traficant, we're very honored to have him with us. He, of course, ran in 1984 as a low-budget grassroots campaign for Congress, despite being outspent 7-1 by an incumbent Republican. Traficant won handily by 18,000 votes. He'd been reelected 7 times. In 2002, they set him up. It's completely transparent, just like with the governor of Alabama. That's now admitted. They had to release him from prison. It came out it was a complete fraud, a setup. They threatened to put somebody in prison that worked for him, and they didn't lie. Same thing with James Traficant. Mr. Traficant, great to have you here with us.
Well, glad to be on your show, Alex. You've got a great show. I'm sorry I haven't been there so far, but you've really educated the American people for sure.
Well, you've been in solitary confinement and in the concentration camp, so you couldn't come on, but it's great to have you here. Sir, break down what really happened to you for some out there that may not know and why it's so important.
Well, I think what's amazing about the whole ordeal was it was a $15 million investigation over a span of 6 years, over 250 agents, all on or about the time that the Trade Center and the Pentagon were being attacked. The bottom line is the government, and this is the issue now, Alex, that will be coming to bear. The government admitted at trial voluntarily that they made no audio or videotapes on me in 6 years. And the reason they did that, it's evident, is because they had no evidence of any crimes whatsoever. They had no evidence, physical evidence. They had 7 people who were pressured to lie. 4 of them already recanted that they were pressured to lie. And there's a young man in Nigeria who submitted an affidavit to the Nigerian government, his life was ruined because he wouldn't perjure himself in the Traficant case against Traficant for the government. So this thing is going to blow up. I think before it's over, I'm going to get some money out of this, and they're going to pay dearly. I've had it, and I think everybody in Austin is familiar with the term "I've had it" by now.
Well, since you brought that subject up to me when we went to break, what's your bottom line on the attack on the IRS building?
Well, you know, the IRS is become such an agency where they actually have testified, Alex, before Congress, that fear is what produces compliance, voluntary compliance by the American people. And without fear, there can be no collection of taxes. Now, to me, this is an absolute oxymoron in a free republic to hear a statement like that coming from an institution such as the Internal Revenue Service. You know, my particular case is quite documented. I am the congressman that did change the burden of proof in the civil tax case. Before 1998, the taxpayer was guilty and had to prove himself innocent. I was able to change that in the 98 tax bill with the help of a Texan by the name of Bill Archer, the chairman of the Republican chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. And Bill Archer put my language in the conference committee because the IRS had threatened a veto by President Clinton if it had the Traficant language. So I want to give tremendous credit in the state of Texas to that little man. And I think if George W. Bush would have made Bill Archer his Secretary of Treasury, this country wouldn't be in the fix it's in. But having said that, Alex, the results were dramatic. They did a study 1 year before the bill and 1 year after, and all of the variables dealt basically with the Traficant burden of proof language. Wage garnishment has dropped from $3.1 million to $560,000. Property liens dropped from $670,000 to $160,000. And individual family-owned homes seized by the IRS dropped from 10,000 to 70 to 57 homes, Alex, 57 in 50 states. We've got an agency that's out of control. One of my last bills was in tandem with two Republicans, one from Louisiana, Billy Tozan, and one from Colorado.
Dan Congressman Jason. James Traficant, I hate to interrupt you. We've got to go to break, sir. I am going to skip the next break coming up so we have more time. Continue from there after this quick break. Stay with us.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I have studied Governor Siegelman's case when it first happened, and he's been vindicated. It was a total setup. I have studied James Traficant's case. Absolutely set up. When they can persecute governors and congressmen and put them in prison for no reason and ruin them financially, when they can persecute a sitting governor or a sitting congressman, none of us are safe. Like they tortured Congressman Hansen. We, of course, came to his aid. They dieseled him till his feet exploded, driving him around for weeks, chained up. This is the type of Hanoi Hilton stuff that's going on. We're going to talk about what happened to Traficant in prison, why he was persecuted, the IRS, what he thinks of the event in Austin, what he's told me off air, if he wants to say that on air. Then we'll talk about who targeted him for persecution and why. And how he's going to be the comeback kid, and hopefully our listeners will support him. We're going to give you an address. He didn't ask for this. I did. I just got his address for people to send him, not campaign money. He's going to run again as an independent, but to get him back on his feet so he can, because they've ruined him and sucked his treasure out of him so he can't defend himself. If this ever happens to me, and unfortunately there's a good chance it will, when I get out of prison, I want people to support me. I'm ready. I understand what happens. Okay, going back to James Traficant. James, you got cut off by the break about how you were the number one true defender against the criminal IRS. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, first I want to say is I know you said that maybe one day when you're off the air, maybe you might have a similar type of problems. And I want to say this may be one of the best compliments you'll ever get. I think you would have deserved that because you would have drawn the ire of a government that is completely out of control. And I believe your voice is becoming that strong that, quite frankly, I'm going to give you a little bit of advice now. Be very careful and watch yourself because you are having that kind of an effect. And when people start and begin to have an effect, if it's not singing to the choir, it's a real problem. But having said that, we were talking before about the Internal Revenue Service. And we're, you know, I'm like everybody else in the country, seeing the headline news and the fiasco and the tragedy that struck Austin. But, you know, when you look at the Internal Revenue Service, they have evoked over the years fear. Fear and abuse. In fact, they've testified, Alex, before the Congress of the United States that without fear, they wouldn't have their voluntary, quote-unquote, voluntary compliance. Well, let me tell you something. Fear has no place in the Constitution of the United States or in the fabric of American government. And we've got a real problem. Now, in 1998, I was the individual responsible for changing the burden of proof in a civil tax case. As I said earlier, I want to tip my hat to a Texan, Mr. Bill Archer. Mr. Bill Archer was the Republican chairman of Ways and Means Committee, and the trafficking language was not in the bill, that reform bill, because the IRS had threatened a veto to President Clinton if it contained the trafficking language. Well, after the bill passed the House, I got a call from Chairman Archer, and he said, you know, we have so much support for your bill that he said he was going to put it in the conference committee between the House and the Senate. He did. And I honestly believe this, and I want the people of Texas who are listening to hear this, that I believe if President Bush would have named Bill Archer his Secretary of Treasury, America would not be in the fix it's in today. Now, having said that, what the trafficking bill basically said was this. Up until 98, Alex, you had an agency that says, Alex, you owe us $50,000. And you say, my God, how could I owe you $50,000? And they say, well, prove you don't, Alex. The burden of proof, you see, was on the taxpayer. The trafficking language changed that. And in 98, when a bill passed, they did a study 1 year after the passage of the bill, Alex, and they compared 1 year before the passage to 1 year after the passage. And there were three salient points of concern that were covered by their study. The first one was wage garnishment. When the burden of proof was on the taxpayer, there were 3.1 million Americans whose wages were garnished. The following year, with the burden of proof on the Internal Revenue Service, that dropped to 561,000, 3 million less, Alex. The second category was property liens. There were 670,000 the year before, 161,000 the year after. And the final category was individual family-owned homes that were seized, taken by the IRS. The year before, when the taxpayer had the burden of proof, it was 10,073. The year after, it was 57, Alex. One per state when they had to prove it. You see, one of the last measures that I had, and it really was upsetting, and Chairman Archer said he liked the bill. Well, I teamed up with two Republicans, Billy Tozan of Louisiana and Dan Schaefer of Colorado, and it was the flat tax, the fair tax, a straight consumption tax. And let me tell you something. It repeals the 16th Amendment and throws out the IRS. It abolishes all withholding, all debt taxes, all capital gains taxes, corporate taxes, individual tax on expenses for education, investment tax. And it's about time, Alex, and what everybody's saying, well, you're going to put a 25% consumption tax on us, trafficking, and you're going to bankrupt everybody with these cost increases. Listen to the study that was performed in Harvard. They said when you throw out this burdensome tax code that has destroyed companies and destroyed our competitiveness, they said they will have downward movement to gain market share. Sounds like capitalism all over again. And they predict that the prices would hardly raise, if at all. And you'll have Social Security fully funded, Medicare fully funded. And you'll have the same neutral, if not more, revenue stream than we have now. But the bottom line is, you see, Alex, it's time to reward work. Our tax code is basically a progressive communist tax code that was founded by Karl Marx. And here's how it works. The harder you work, the more you pay. The harder you work, you get hit over the head. We subsidize illegitimacy. We reward dependency. We kill investment. We chase companies overseas. These companies, they say they're not patriots because they left America. The reason they left is the tax code has made it impossible to make a profit in America. We've got to change it. Scrap it. Throw the customer service out. Abolish the withholding.
Absolutely.
And that's where we got to go, Alex. And let me say this briefly about this man in Texas. From what I understand, he was not a wacko. He had it. And there's so many people that had it, and it's not unusual to see him venting at the Internal Revenue Service. My God, Congress of the United States is derelict in their duties to not repeal the 16th Amendment, throw out individual personal tax, reward a man for his labor, not punish him. And that's where we got to go, Alex. That's exactly where we got to go.
Well, look at Geithner, and most of the White House don't pay their taxes, but then the news is saying, look at this tax cheat, Joe Stack. He's scum, but then the big boys, they don't even have to pay the tax.
Well, this is one of the problems. You have selective enforcement in all areas. First of all, we need a whole address to our central government. This is the United States of America, not the central government of America. And states, quite frankly, Alex, have become background music in a doctor's office. And I think one of the biggest mistakes ever made was the amendment to the Constitution that provided for popular votes for the U.S. Senate. I know this might sound different off the beat, but
no, we need the 17th Amendment back.
Here's what I'm saying.
We need to get rid of it.
In the old days, those two U.S. senators were beholden to the state legislature in the respective states. If they didn't do what the states wanted, they replaced them. Now you've got these senators that are basically senators for America. We've lost states' rights. We've taken away. We've developed this big central powerful government that has molded us. My God, we got a tax code that's become a behavior modification for economic activity. This is crazy, Alex. And I think it's not rocket science. There can be tremendous changes here. And it's not change that's needed. It's replacement. And I think, and I will make this statement on your show. If the United States does not throw out the progressive income tax and replace it with a fair tax, America will implode similar to the Soviet Union. It's just a matter of time with that debt approaching $14 trillion. We can't satisfy. We're nothing more than a managed debt economy nation.
Congressman James Traficant, this is powerful information, but I also want to get into your persecution, why you were persecuted, who was behind it. Was it the Israeli lobby? Was it the IRS? Was it a combination? We're going to break that down, and how if you can be persecuted like a heretic, this can happen to anybody. But finishing up with the whole income tax, they're raising all these other state taxes, local taxes, federal taxes, everything starting to go bankrupt. Foreign banks are openly looting us. Paulson can give $200 million of bailout money to himself and give himself a waiver, and then nobody even knows why James Traficant went to jail, completely made up. Same thing with governor in Alabama. I mean, this is amazing. But specifically, looking at this, how long do you think America has till it completely collapses if this out-of-control government continues?
I can't predict an exact time, but I will say this. I think it is inevitable, and I think it will be within the next generation, the next 20 to 25 years, where America will implode, and certain states will move towards saving their own revenue and moving off on their own, maybe a compact of states. I could see a state like Alaska with their own revenue stream bigger than most of the countries in landmass over in Europe saying, hey, we're on our own, guys. And I could see this starting to happen. I think Georgia legislature has advanced an initiative stating that they'll collect the federal tax, but they won't send it to Washington.
Yes, sir. Let me just add, Congressman Traficant, that 30-plus states are moving to declare 9th and 10th Amendment powers, as you know, and the federal government itself has been hijacked by offshore banks, and I think it's going to happen a lot sooner than just 20 years. And so NORTHCOM and Homeland Security, we got their internal Homeland Security documents a year ago. We broke this. We got it from law enforcement, where Homeland Security internally, they trained the police. This is really to suppress the American people. This is not about fighting Arabs in caves.
No doubt. I think the headline that all Americans may expect, I hope it doesn't happen, but God forbid it does, they'll wake up one morning and they'll hear conversation on your show, Alex, about the dollar crashing. And when that dollar crashes, you will see an implosion in America. You'll see civil uprisings. You will see a massive hemorrhage of the institutions of the United States of America. See, nobody believes this can happen. Everybody believes this is America. This is not going to happen. What people are failing to see is a tremendous problem with the federal government not basically meeting the needs of the American people. And having said that, you asked me earlier, you know, what really happened to me? You know, in 1983, I was the only American in history to defeat the Justice Department in a RICO trial, pro se, without being an attorney. I was targeted ever since. In the late 80s, I was instrumental in bringing back John Demjanjuk from Israel, who was on trial. He was already convicted and sentenced to be executed. No one would look into this man's case. I looked into his case, and I discovered and I was able to get documents from the Justice Department that not only proved he was innocent, Alex, but who Ivan the Terrible really was. It was so blatant in America, the pressure that Israel, through their lobby, had put on me and put on our government, that Congress wouldn't hold a hearing on my evidence, and the Sixth Circuit Court in Cincinnati wouldn't accept the trafficking evidence. I sent it over to the Israeli Supreme Court. I did a live interview with Brian Gumbel on Today's Show by satellite from Jerusalem, and I basically said, they put this innocent man to death. Israel's going to lose upwards of $20 billion a year for the American taxpayers. And Brian Gumbel jumped in. He says, well, what do you mean? They only get $3 billion. I said, Brian, that's only foreign aid. No one's looking at loans converted to grants, economic assistance, military assistance. And I am telling you that the American taxpayer is shipping over $25,000 for every man, woman, and child in Israel every year. Well, I got a call the following night from the Supreme Court of Israel, and they said he'll be in Tel Aviv tomorrow night, take him home. Here's a man on death row, Alex. But when that happened, I had a bullseye on my back like you couldn't believe. I had the IRS and the Justice Department already after me, and I had the most powerful lobby in America, a lobby that controls much of the foreign policy of the United States. Now, I'm being branded a bigot and an anti-Semite for saying it, but let me tell you something. There's only one entity that should control the Congress of the United States, and that's the American people. And people won't even whisper the truth about what's going on behind the scenes in Washington. The country's in a free fall, Alex. We're in trouble.
Well, I want to continue down this line because you had never been an enemy of Israel. You simply defended an innocent man, and even the Supreme Court looked at the evidence and let him go, and now they've grabbed him again and hauled him away. I mean, it's just a complete and total witch hunt. And now you have all these top professors coming out and pointing out that the Israeli lobby and Israeli newspapers brag that they control a lot of Congress. And you have Rahm Emanuel in the White House, who's an Israeli government agent, was in their military in the Gulf War. I mean, you're only saying what much of the evidence shows. And I've always read, and experts of history has shown, that when you do beat the Justice Department, and they win, what, over 90% of their cases, they always come back. So was it the IRS that you exposed that got them first coming after you, and then the icing on the cake was then getting an innocent man freed?
I think it was a combination of all three, but just remember this. I was one of the most bitter enemies of the Justice Department, the Internal Revenue Service, and there's no kidding about that. And I had a struggle. It took me 12 years. And let me say this. I've been a Democrat all my life. The Democrats, I almost had a fist fight with Ross Sinkowski, Chairman Ross Sinkowski. Wouldn't even hold a hearing on my burden of proof legislation. We Republicans did come in, and I'll give credit to Bill Archer again. There's a man that looked at the American taxpayer, and he did something very significant. And I want to thank him on behalf of all Americans. I don't even know what happened to the old chairman. I hope he's still alive down there in Texas. He's a great man. But, Alex, I had a bullseye put on my back, but quite frankly, Scarlett, I don't give a damn. And here's the bottom line. If you're afraid to speak out about your own country, what has happened to our Constitution and our Bill of Rights? Why is everybody afraid to whisper what's going on? Listen to the strong statement I use on your show, even though it has labeled me and hurt me politically. Israel has a stranglehold in the United States of America. They have us in foreign wars we shouldn't be involved with that have bankrupted us. And they've gone so far as having Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon making a statement on Israeli radio October 3, 2001, the following. We, the Jewish people, control America, and the Americans know it. And I read that in a newspaper in this country. No one knows about it. So maybe Jim Trafficking is going to be labeled. But I think if we've got a problem, let's straighten our country out. We don't have to hurt Israel. They are a friend. They're a democracy within a cluster of monarchs and dictators, but we don't have to prosecute their expansion plans. We don't have to get involved and be pushed into wars by Israel, manipulated by Israel. And we shouldn't answer to nobody but the American people.
Well, look at Ron Paul. I mean, he says cut off foreign aid to everybody. We are going bankrupt, and they call him an anti-Semite, though he wants to cut it off to Africa. He wants to cut it off to Egypt. He wants to cut it off to Iraq. We can't pay this bill anymore. And the fact that whenever somebody says, look, we need to stop being involved in all these wars, we need to stop doing this, and the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center come out and attack me when I'm am mild on this, because I'm just trying to bring everybody together to audit the Fed, to get the Federal Reserve out of here, to get the 17th Amendment overturned, to get rid of the income tax. There's no doubt you get savaged when you even mildly criticize. So I can't imagine what it's been like for you. Let's briefly, because we're going to break here in about 4 minutes, talk about what happened to you in prison, because, I mean, you're a tough guy. You're not whining about it on air now, but they treated you like hell, I saw on the news.
Alex, the first place I went was 50% illegal immigrants. And keep this in mind for the people of Texas specifically. Jim Travigan was the congressman who passed on the House floor utilizing our soldiers on our border. You know, we're guarding the borders in the Mideast, we're guarding borders all over the world. Our troops are going for lunch over in Italy and going for the theater in Germany, and our borders are wide open. See, I was labeled a bigot because here's my position on immigration, Alex. Number one, let's put our troops on the border. It's a national security check line. And if you're in America illegally, you should be thrown the hell out, not given health care and given a false...
Well, that's what Mexico does to us. Mexico treats American citizens like trash and shakes them down.
Hey, listen. Here's the way I feel. If you're an American citizen, I don't care what ethnic group you are, you're one of us. But if you're not, you got to be thrown the hell out of here. Now, both these parties are catering to a growing minority Hispanic vote. It's getting larger in America. It is larger than the black vote. And both these parties are giving them everything they want. Meanwhile, you got a health care system out of control. You got approximately 15 million, truth be known, illegal immigrants consuming welfare and different programs in this country with falsified documents. And no one, neither party's dealing with it.
Congressman, let me stop you. I got a guy that worked at Austin Energy here, and I already knew this. It's 800-plus sanctuary cities. But the illegals get a fake consular matricula. They pay a $200 down payment, or $250, depending on the size of the contract, to get their power and light turned on. Then they never pay the bill. He said over 90% of the time. And then a new matricula comes up in 6 months when they turn the power off. And they were told in Austin Energy meetings, let them not pay. And it's the same thing. Drunk drivers, they get let go. Everything. But citizens are scum and trash. And yeah, so the average illegal's on three or four different welfare lines.
Alex, it's so out of hand that it's a joke, and it takes me to the national health care bill. My God, America needs a health care bill, but there's deserving people need some assistance. But you've got about 15 million illegal immigrants are going to be involved in this thing, and the American people are bankrupted. We've already destroyed companies and thrown them out. It's driven them away. We're going to destroy more. I don't think there's any common sense right now in Washington. And I think Washington is manipulated and Washington is obstructed by outside forces and being very much manipulated. But having said that, let me get back to the prison. The first place I went to, Alex, had 50% illegal immigrants, and they knew that I was the guy that said throw them the hell out. I slept with one eye open. The next thing you know, I'm at a medium high, which was known as Gladiator School up in Raybrook, people getting cut and hurt every particular day. There was a counselor in the system, I won't say where, that told me when I first went in, he said, listen, my mother's your biggest fan. Be careful, they want you to get hurt. The next thing you know, I'm at a medium high, and the truth be known, one more little infraction, I'd be at a penitentiary. A penitentiary. And the reason I end up in Rochester is they told me that I had a corkscrew aorta. And they told me I had this corkscrew aorta, and I would not take medication, Alex, because they didn't trust them. And I end up in Rochester, and then they said I didn't have a corkscrew aorta. Just let me tell you something. I believe that our government was hoping I would have died in prison and would not have come out.
Okay, Congressman, we got a break. Come back right there and continue with the saga of your years of imprisonment, and we will continue breaking down why you were persecuted and now your comeback kid status. We want today to get people to support you, get you back on your feet, and launch as an independent. because you certainly are a maverick.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, get your pens and papers ready. I'm going to give you James Traficant's address if you want to support him. He's completely penniless after 7.5 years in prison, solitary confinement, you name it. Before we go back to him, we support the patriots out there, and we also need your support as this platform to try to get everybody's voices heard and out there. We sell a lot of great books and videos at Infowars.com. This right now is our bestseller, Shadow Government, exposing the whole global police state grid they're putting in. We have this discounted at Infowars.com. Jesse Ventura's new book, you get it discounted and a free video, free documentary film of your choice at Infowars.com. Nobody else is offering this. Jesse Ventura, American Conspiracies, new book right now, How Weed Won the West, Exposing Government Drug Dealing and How They Control the Drug War. That DVD is now shipping that I'm in and consulted on. Available at Infowars.com. Fall of the Republic, exposing how these big offshore banks control both parties. The Obama deception, all available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. If you want to support Mr. Traficant so he can get back on his feet and then get justice and go after the criminals that put him in prison. But that's how they bankrupt you so you can't defend yourself. It's 429 North Main Street. And that's Poland, like the country. 429 North Main Street, Poland, Ohio, 4214. So here's the address again, 429 North Main Street, Poland, Ohio, 44514. And I've studied his case. I've also studied Governor Don Siegelman's case. And back at the time when they railroaded him, we looked at it and said, this is completely staged. Turned out the U.S. prosecutors that worked for Karl Rove, he ordered it. They've testified to this now. Get him. They kept coming after him, investigation after investigation, all made up, lying. Then they threatened to indict one of his employees for something totally separate outside the Capitol and said, lie about him, we won't send you to prison. Basically, same thing happened to Mr. Traficant, Don Siegelman. Now, he got out after 9 months and has been vindicated, and it's admitted it was a fraud. He was going to serve a decade, not with Traficant. He was there 7.5 years, and they told him, and he'll talk about this in a moment, anytime you say you're guilty, we'll let you go. Now, so first they try to pull some medical scams on him. They put him in with the illegal aliens. They put him into gladiator school, medium, maximum security, high security. Continue, Congressman Traficant, with what happened to you in prison.
Well, at some particular point, you know, you made the statement that you have to stand on your own 2 feet and you have to be prepared for almost anything. And I had an awful lot of enemies in the prison system, and I didn't know exactly who or how someone might come at you. So you sleep with one eye open, Alex. But the bottom line was that I not only did that I developed what I consider to be a firm resolve. And one thing Nelson Mandela said, you never really know a country unless you go through their prison system. And that's one thing he was exactly right about. You see the other side of the United States of America. We've got such crippling problems. But I survived. I was not afraid to survive. I told them where they could shove that pardon, because I certainly wasn't going to admit to something that I didn't do. But what very few people know is that before that trial, the Northern District Court, federal court system of Ohio, passed a rule that if you got a judge from a particular area, you got a jury from that area. And it would become the Traficant rule, because basically nobody in my congressional district was eligible to serve on my jury. Second of all, the judge made my witnesses testify in open court under the threat of perjury to her outside the presence of a jury, and they told her the truth. No one was charged for perjury, but she did not allow them to testify to the jury. And four of those people said that of the seven people who testified against me, they had admitted to somebody close or whomever who had confided in me that they lied so they wouldn't go to prison themselves or have their wife indicted or their kids indicted or their company taken away, et cetera, et cetera. Four of the seven, she didn't allow it to go to the jury. Now we find out after the trial was over, one of the key witnesses against me, who was perjured himself in my trial because he was caught perjuring himself in a previous trial, that the judge's husband had a relationship business-wise with that family. I mean, this thing, it was so abusive that it speaks out. But when you're the number one target of the Justice Department, the number one target of the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee, Alex, you have nowhere to turn. You've got to stand on your own 2 feet and hopefully outlive it and come back and try and do what you can about it.
Now, Congressman, let's break this down, though. The type of threats you got when you were in Congress and how you got set up. There's this crisis of confidence now because police all over the country, in every major city of Texas, just as an example, have been caught planting drugs on people to take their property. It's now standard procedure. They admit they have informants lie on the stand about political enemies they have. I mean, they can put anybody they want in prison, but the public now knows it's a fraud. It's like the death penalty. I'm for the death penalty at a grassroots level if they catch somebody who's murdered a kid. The problem is more than a third of those on death row has been proven with DNA are totally innocent. We know that the system is so corrupt you can't trust anything they say or do. So briefly, because I remember seeing it in the news, the hell in the 7.5 years, I know as a man you don't like to talk about what happened to you, you just want to be tough and ignore it, but people need to know the type of persecution. I mean, tell us more of what happened in prison.
Well, you're under constant threat. With me, I did months and months after end in the hole in isolation because they said my attitude. But basically, they were trying to break me, and I survived all that time in prison. I never even acknowledged the presence of any of the wardens. I couldn't tell you their names. I just kept them.
Hold on a minute. Let's go back over this. So explain it. They said some little punk jail guard, some sadist, has this congressman this icon, and they're telling you, I don't like your attitude, boy. You're going to spend how long in the hole?
Well, they find out or use little maneuvers that they have. But I believe I spent close to 7 months in the hole over a period of time. And that's in the hole means that you get a shower every second day, three times a week. You get to go out one day, 1 hour a day. And I tell you the truth, Alex, I never left the place. I became very hardened. I think that they looked at me and they said, this guy is very hard, because I didn't give a damn about anything. I forfeited my life. If I survived, I'd do what I had to do. But I wasn't going to buckle down. I wasn't going to be intimidated. Stood my ground, did what I had to do. But like I said, I could have had a pardon, but there's no way I was going to make admissions to something that I didn't do. And I want all your listeners to listen to this very carefully. 6-year investigation, $15 million, over 250 agents, and they said they didn't make any tapes on Jim Traficant, didn't bug my telephone. Now a Secret Service agent has come out, retired, Mike Robertson, and made the following statement. He said Traficant was certainly railroaded. He said they had no physical evidence. He said they bugged that guy to death. They had people go to him with body mics. He said anybody in their right mind knows that. He said the reason the government voluntarily made that admission in court is because Traficant could have subpoenaed all of their tapes and said, where's the crime? Now, I want your listeners to remember this. They said they made no tapes, didn't bug my telephone or anything for 6 years. Now, if you believe that, I got some property down in Florida I think somebody wants to sell you.
Well, sir, you've been vindicated, and that's all over the press. I mean, you have officially been vindicated like Governor Siegelman, but he only got 9 months. You got 7.5 years and got financially ruined. How are you going to come back at him? I mean, you now have the Secret Service agent. You have all these other witnesses against you recanting that it was done under pressure. You've got to get on the attack, in my estimation, or correct me if I'm wrong, or they're going to try to set you up again.
Here's where we are, Alex. Right now, there's a man in Washington, D.C. that was pressured to lie against me. He's a brilliant man, Richard Detour. He could fly any aircraft, and he's a brilliant engineer. And the government wanted him to be a witness against me because he was very intelligent, very credible. And they wanted him to say that he saw a businessman give me an envelope with money, thousands of dollars, in my office. And he basically said, I won't do that. I know, Jim, if he's done something wrong, go after him, but I'm not going to lie. They come back to him later, and they pressured him to say that he was standing outside the door, and he heard the transaction. He said, I just won't do it. Now, his attorney that he had was a former U.S. attorney who was pressuring him along with the government. So he fired that attorney, and they indicted him to keep him out of my case. The bottom line is, here's how egregious it was. When they brought the witness to testify against me in trial, he stated that he gave me the money in an automobile in Youngstown, Ohio. But the government, clearly on record, is trying to pressure Richard Detour to say that he saw the transaction in my office. And it was the prosecutor who was doing this. By the way, the prosecutor is now working for some insurance company in Columbus, Ohio, and everybody's scared to death of what happened because they know that I'm not afraid to speak my mind.
Well, let's stop there for a second, former Congressman James Traficant. I'm sure you're aware of Don Siegelman's case. It's even 60 Minutes reported it was all a stage deal. The majority of these former state attorneys, U.S. attorneys, came out and said it was a fraud. A bunch of Republicans came to his aid, even though he's a Democrat. They, it's now admitted, ordered one of his aides to lie and say he saw the check, the same thing, and it turned out that was a complete lie. So this is, and it's now been confirmed, Karl Rove ordered this. I mean, do you know specifically in the U.S. Attorney's Office who gave the orders to set you up?
Yes, I do. I don't know who exactly did it, but it was supervised by Michael Chertoff, who they rewarded him, making him head of Homeland Security if it was over, and they made the prosecutor in my case number two man in the Justice Department, right underneath Gonzalez. He was Deputy Attorney General there until this thing hit with a fellow in Nigeria, and now the fellow in Washington, D.C., who spent $1.5 million, he was acquitted in about 45 minutes because his attorney called him and pressured him, his own attorney, trying to encourage him to lie for the U.S. government against me. And what he did is he had a retired Navy captain who worked with him listening on the other end of the phone, and he then went ahead and did an affidavit. If you read the affidavit, you'd get sick to your stomach, Alex. Terms like this, there's no reward for honesty, Richard. They're going to get this guy. Why throw yourself in the mix? You didn't do anything. They'll have to indict you or do something to you. So just go ahead and tell them what they want to they want, Richard. This is what I'm up against. Now, let me tell you what. Here's the difference between me and Sigelman. 60 Minutes come in and did a story on Sigelman. I'm going to tell it right the way it is. When you're the number one target of the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee, 60 Minutes don't have anything good to say about you. Now, that's putting it. That's putting the hay where the goats can reach it, Alex.
Well, let's talk more about that. Were you
that's
warned when you...
If I didn't have this powerful Jewish animus against me, I think I'd be a very rich man for what they did. But I'm still the top target of Israel. Quite frankly, I think they're delaying that trial over there in Germany because they do not want me to testify over there in Germany. They're hoping that old man will die in Germany.
Well, let's expand on this Israel situation. Let's go through from the start. When did you first get on the Israeli lobby's radar? Were there back channel threats to you in Congress? You know, did they warn you to back off first? What happened?
Well, first of all, right when I was running, they tried to get me $10,000 cash. And I told them, you keep your money and I'll keep my vote. So I think I was targeted before I ever walked down there. Second of all, I tried to cut foreign aid every year for everybody. I was asked a couple times to exempt Israel. And I said I wouldn't do that. And I never could pass any cuts. I worked hard to try and, you know, we have people sleeping on steel grates and we're sending money overseas. Don't make much sense to me. But finally, it became that Demenia case. I was called a Nazi supporter. I suffered great...
How did you get involved in the case?
They came to me, Alex, because they knew they were from Cleveland. They knew the government hated me, and they came to me last. They said no one would even talk with them. In fact, I was in my office overhearing the conversation outside, and they said, we come to Jim last because no one will talk to us, and we didn't want to come to Jim. We know the government hates them, but we have no one to look into our plight. And he says, you know, and I never forget the son. I heard the son say, look, I never had a speeding ticket. I can't talk to an elected representative. My father's not asking to talk to him. I'm asking, what the hell's going on here? I said, send that young man in to me. When I did that, Alex, my staff told me almost verbatim, if you get involved in this case, you are finished as a congressman. You're already on the hit list for your cutting foreign aid. You get involved with this case. Now, what the newspaper didn't print, they all printed trafficking supports Nazi mass murderer. What they didn't print was what I told the family. When they came in, I said, look, your father's been convicted of mass murder. If he is guilty, I could truly go over and pull the switch. But I believe you should be able to at least state your case to somebody in government, and it should have been your own congressman, your own senators. They said no one would talk to them. I got involved, and what I found out, Alex, that he was not Ivan.
Well, let me stop you. Think about this. You're a congressman. This guy is supposedly a kangaroo court convicted Nazi. And, of course, the Supreme Court of Israel said, actually, it's the wrong guy. It agreed with you. So why would you get into something that's dangerous unless you had a sense of justice? So you began to look at the case. What was there?
Well, I was known in Congress for taking a look at things objectively, and people were not afraid to confide in me. Before long, I started to get whistleblower activity. And the whistleblower type of things I got led me to certain conclusions. And I moved with a Freedom of Information Act request on Demenyuk, and they just kept throwing it in File 13 and saying classified, classified, classified. And what I did is basically tricked them, Alex. I started to look around and I researched, was there ever anybody tried for war crimes who was located at that Treblinka Poland concentration camp? And there was a man from Chicago, a Ukrainian, who ended up coming to the Chicago area by the name of Fyodor Fedorenko. He was tried for war crimes in America at Treblinka and was acquitted in America. Alex, he then went to visit his family in the Ukraine, relieved of all the pressure. He was picked up by the KGB, tried over there, and executed. What I did is I submitted a Freedom of Information Act request on Fedorenko. And with that, I got documents from the State Department.
And he looked just like the other guy.
Yeah. Well, no, I got the documents I got from the State Department was in response to a request for information from one of our agents, Justice Department agents, over in Germany years ago, maybe 25 years ago. And it had on the bottom, Alex, it said they had another 100 pages in the file. I immediately got on the phone. And I called and got a Mrs. Poindexter, because they took all my files and everything. And I said, this man's been dead for a number of years. It's not classified. I want those 100 pages. And that woman sent them to me. And Alex, when it come over, it had testimony of trials of everybody who identified Ivan the Terrible as a man named Ivan Marchenko. But the big thing. thing was there was a photograph in there of two Nazis. And the guy identified the photograph as follows. He said, the small man on the right is Tkachuk with the pistol. The tall man on the left is Ivan Grozny, the man the Jewish prisoners feared the most, Ivan Marchenko. Now, I had this, and I went on the house floor, and I said, Ivan the Terrible is a man named Ivan Marchenko. And when did you ever hear the Justice Department make a response? That night, they put out a press release.
His name is even Ivan, and the only thing is he looked a little similar to the guy living in Ohio.
Not really.
Yeah.
When you hear this, the Justice Department went public and said there were two Ivans. Now, you know what I said? I said, you sure it wasn't a swing shift? And then I showed the photograph. When that happened, everything went underground. The Justice Department shut up. Next thing you know, I'm over in Israel. And I think it became a real issue. And I got to give credit to the Israeli Supreme Court. The Israeli Supreme Court looked at the evidence that take this man home.
But that's the issue. Is the Israeli Supreme Court says he's innocent. You have the secret files. It proves it. Meanwhile, the American Israeli groups after you. Stay there, Congressman. This is amazing information. James Traficant's our guest.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, is coming up at the 8 after next hour. Former Congressman James Traficant will be with us another 5 minutes in the next hour, and he says he wants to come back. We really appreciate his courage. I've studied him. I've looked at what he's done. I looked at why he took the case of this supposed camp guard. Turned out it was just all lies. And the government knows that. The Israeli Supreme Court ruled that. Why? why did the Israelis tell the truth about this, but then in America, the Israeli lobby came after you? Is it two different groups or one different group? Or what? I mean, you were telling me during the break you think this is all going to hurt Israel and that's not what you want?
No, absolutely not. I think I've been branded as anti-Semite, and quite frankly, I am a supporter of Israel. A supporter of Israel when they're doing what's right. When they do something wrong, I'm not going to be remiss here and not mention it. I believe that they have undue control of our government. But I'd like to say this to start with. The Israeli Supreme Court gave a lesson in justice to the United States of America. This was the most controversial case perhaps in Israeli history, one of them. And they looked at the evidence, Alex, and they said, take him home. Now, what everybody doesn't know, Alex, is that our government went back and wanted Israel to prosecute Demjanjuk again on this other charge, and the Israeli Supreme Court would not allow it. So let's give kudos where it's due. Let's give it to Israel and their Supreme Court.
Now, okay, so then, how does the Supreme Court of Israel agree with you and the government files that prove it 100%? Why is AIPAC putting you in prison?
Well, I think it's once you're targeted. And they fired a woman in 1990 or 1991, I don't know if you remember this, Alex, a top-ranking woman in the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee, and she gave out their hit list of the politicians that they wanted to get rid of, and Jim Trafficking was the number one target in the world. And I think it was because the way I handled that case, no one would help me, and I went to the House floor, and I dramatically presented the case on behalf of Demjanjuk and his family. And I believe that I riled up many of the people, whether they felt that just the fact that I looked into this case, that no one should look into it. I had to have some anti-Semite blood. This is what they said.
And now Germany's hauled this guy off. He's on the death's doorstep.
Yeah, I think they're holding and delaying this because I firmly believe that they do not want me over in Germany to speak out on this issue. I think they're holding this case up, holding that the old man will die over there. But what a shame. He was not guilty, Alex. Bottom line, and let me say this, when you allow one citizen's rights to be trampled, you endanger the rights of all Americans. And what the hell's wrong with us? What have we come to? What have we turned into here, Ellie?
Well, that's why I support you, because, I mean, I looked at the facts, and you've been persecuted a lot worse than Siegelman, and he's been vindicated. You've been vindicated as well, but not what comes next? I mean, how do you go after these guys? Do you sue people? Do you call for new investigations? What do
well,
you do?
I really don't have any strength to do that, but this fellow in Washington, D.C., this Richard Detour, may file suit. If he does, I will then back up into that suit as well, and it's going to be a long, hard struggle. But I think that there's so many revelations to do that it's going to surprise an awful lot of people. But right now, I'm looking politically. I'm looking at politically not just for vengeance, but looking politically because I think America needs somebody to speak out on what the hell's going wrong, who's not afraid to speak out, who's not controlled by their party. I think too many of the politicians today have allegiance to the party, allegiance to the beast of the American
and
people.
So you're planning to run as an independent. Give us the battle
plan.
I'm
run as an independent, and this is a Democrat area. My chances aren't great, I'll be quite honest, as an independent. But I just don't see, I can't see anybody following Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid into battle. And Bobby, damn, beam me up if I'm going to be involved in that party.
but I mean, why not use the machinery like Ron Paul does and use their machinery? You would still be an independent.
It would be impossible for me to do that. I would be so castigated here. I have to basically run as an independent. It'd be hypocritical for me to run now as a Democrat with the position that I've taken.
Okay, we got a break. 1 minute, sir. Stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.